Welcome back to the Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski, and today we'll be chit-chatting about tons of things, including how to prepare for cheerleading tryouts, how to improve your toe touches. We're starting our key stretch of the week. We're going to meet Patriots cheerleader veteran Brianna Lee, and one lucky listener is going to win a pink Patriots hat, and we'll answer their question. And as I said, we're here with Brianna. Hello, Brianna.
Hello, Lori.
How are you?
I'm well today. It's a little rainy outside, but that's the typical New England weather for you.
Well, that's good. Getting used to it?
I'm not really ready for the snow, but it's coming really fast.
Faster than we know. School's already around the corner, cheerleading tryouts, all that good stuff. In fact, we're going to jump right into it, and we're going to tell you some tips for trying out for a new squad. Not the actual additions, that'll be an upcoming addition, but we're going to talk about what you can do from now until, you know, your tryouts come up at maybe your high school or even Pop Warner, wherever it is that you are deciding to cheerlead this season. First off, we're always told to drink lots of water, right, Bri?
Yes, you must stay hydrated. That's very important.
Keeps your skin clear, vibrant. It's always good for you. Also, we run a lot.
Stay in shape, a lot of cardio. That's good.
Yeah, you want to keep up with the cheerleaders that are already there. Cardio can never hurt anybody. We got to practice smiling when you're cheering. Cheerleaders do. That's what they do. They smile, you know. Have you cheered in cheerleading competitions?
Yes, I have. Those are a lot of fun.
And the smiles are just everywhere.
Yes. Once you step out there, you have so much adrenaline that you can't help but smile and just get into it.
Right, and that's what coaches are looking for. They're looking for that genuine smile. A little hint I would give you is to do the vowels. You know, you smile and you say A-E-I-O-U, and it just hits all the bases, the cuteness, you know, the big smile, the little attitude, the perfect cheerleading vowel. Now, I know some people that put Vaseline on their teeth to keep smiling, but I don't think that's necessary as long as you go through practicing the motions of vowels.
Right. They want to see that you want to be there, so just show them that you're ready to go out and do your thing.
Agreed. And of course, stretch. You have got to stretch. It'll help every form of cheerleading you do. Your jumps, your kicks, your dancing, everything. In a moment, we're going to have our key stretch of the week. But just so you know, next week, we're going to give you tips on what to do at the actual audition. And in the very near future, we'll tell you what you can do, even if you don't make the squad. So even if you're the most flexible person in the world, it'll help your muscles to stretch, and you'll better your jumps and dancing, like I said before. So we're going to have a key stretch every week, since stretching is such an important aspect of both cheerleading and dance. Today's key stretch is for your hamstrings.
If you were to pull a hamstring, even little things like just walking or just getting up would hurt.
Definitely.
You can pull it from doing maybe a jump or even just stretching, but not stretching enough.
Or the correct way.
Right.
So today we're going to tell you that you have got to stretch your hamstring. It's located about the middle of the back of your thigh, a little above your knee, would you say, Brianna?
Yeah.
So an example of what you can do, Brie has one for us today.
Okay. Sit back into your hips, bending your left leg.
Her legs are about shoulder width apart, with her right leg just a little more in front of the left.
Extending your right leg and keeping your right foot flexed. You can put your hands on, leaning on your left leg, and just really sit back into it, and you should feel it all behind your right leg.
And to get an even deeper stretch, you can reach for your right toes, hold them, make sure you don't put any pressure on that extended leg, because you don't want to hyperextend that leg and pull that. And then be sure to switch legs and do the exact same on the other leg, because you don't want to be unbalanced and have one kick higher than the other, or have your toe touches lopsided.
Right.
Now we do this stretch every single practice before we get ready to do 6 sets of 8 high kicks, and our kicks have to be eye level, if not higher.
Yes.
Which means our toes are sometimes, you know, all the way on our shoulder. And that's a good kick.
Yes.
We all have very high kicks. And that's from practice, 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 and stretching, stretching, stretching.
Yes.
Now, our high kicks, 6 sets of 8, by that we mean we hook up together, which means we just stay next to each other and put our arms out to each other. And then we start our 6 sets of 8, which is what, Brianna?
Well, we start kicking, and we do our first set of 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Then we continue on till it's 6 sets, and then we take a break, quick water break, take a breather, and then we start over again with 5 sets, then 4, then 3, then 2, then 1, which totals out to be 168 kicks in total.
And we don't lie. We get them done. We want to get them done as fast as we can. We don't like them. Now, don't be fooled.
No.
I'd say kicks are very hard.
Yes, very hard.
But good cardio, very good cardio. And when it's 90 degree weather, nobody wants to do 6 sets of 8. But it's the only way that gets your kicks up there. And it helps dancing, it helps posture, abs, everything.
So when it comes to doing kick lines at a game, two sets of eight is a breeze. It's a blast. We just bang it out and have a great time with it, and it feels so easy compared to our 168 kicks that we do at practice.
I definitely agree. And now to improve your toe touches. We've been emphasizing the importance of stretching, and if there's ever a time that it's really important, it's right now to improve your toe touches. Just like kicks, you gotta get them up high, stretch, stretch, stretch.
Right.
And obviously form is key in a toe touch. Everyone preps different for a toe touch, but it's the same form you do in the ear that matters, that coaches look at, or, you know, judges in a competition.
Right.
So you want to bring your legs to your arms, not your arms to your legs, because that's mean you're hunching over. You want to keep your posture straight, chest up.
Right.
Have we been drilled or what? In other words, keep your arms in a T position with your chest up, like we both said. Never look down. It'll only bring your whole body down. So keep your head forward, point your toes, keep your legs straight, and obviously practice, practice, practice.
Right. It's much better to see a toe jump with the chest up and the legs not as high, because you can always work on your flexibility. If you work on your flexibility by stretching every day, even if only for 15 minutes, then you will become more flexible and your legs will gradually come up to you rather than having your chest come down, because then you can fall and that would not be good.
No, not at all. And you want to make sure you keep your legs straight. I know it's very easy to kick out when you jump up, but the only way that you're going to get the height you actually need for a correct toe jump is by doing it the right way every time, even if it's not very high.
Right.
When I was in high school, you know, cheerleading, we used to have toe touch competitions to see how many you could do in a row.
Right.
And people would get eliminated because, you know, they're just trying to get them up there, because after 25 toe touches, you're not exactly ready. But, you know, once you start kicking everywhere, then it just isn't a toe touch anymore.
Right.
You don't want to jump with weights on your ankles. It's not going to improve your toe jumps. In fact, it's going to seriously hurt you. You know, your muscles are all connected. Once you throw 5-10 pounds on one or both sides, who knows what you can do.
Right. A great stretch that you can do for a toe jump is if you sit down on the ground, put your arms out into a T, and put your legs out as you would look like in the air, and just try and lift your right leg up. And just, I know it's going to hurt, but just try and lift it up just a little bit. Hold it for a second, bring it back down. If you keep lifting it up and bringing it back down, do about a set of 10 and then switch to the left. And that will gradually help you bring your legs up to you rather than your chest down to your legs.
That's a very good point. Again, with the weights, just don't do it. I mean, you can roll an ankle and then you won't even be able to do a toe touch. So there goes it all. I say it's okay to do toe touches on trampolines. I wouldn't do it all the time, because then you rely on that height, that bounce, when that's something you really need to learn on your own. Doing it on the ground is best by just practicing, or I'd say a spring form floor.
Yes.
Because it gives you a little extra height to work on your form a little more.
But not too much.
But not too much, right? I mean, I don't see anything wrong with trampolines. I mean, I used to do it too. It's fun, you know?
Right.
And if you're keeping your form, then it could be helpful, but you might be, again, relying on the height that you might not have off the floor. So when you're doing your toe touches, remember it's all about having fun anyway. That's what cheerleading is. So don't overwork yourself. Just work as hard as you can.
Right. Have fun with it.
So as you know, Brianna's been helping us all along. And the funny thing is that Brianna and I used to play softball together in the same league when we were like, 10 years old?
Yeah,
maybe
10.
Even younger. But we were on different teams and we never knew each other. And when we made the NEPC, we were like, oh, you're from Rhode Island? I'm from Rhode Island too. And, you know, it's a small world and we finally got to see. But I never asked you what position you played.
Well, I would jump around a little bit. I played catcher for a little while, second base, but mainly third base. That was my favorite position that I liked.
You liked softball altogether?
I did. I had a lot of fun. I wasn't the best at it, I'll tell you that.
Hence the cheerleading.
Right. Stick to what you're good at. But I did. It was more about having fun. It was with all my friends, you know, just a lot of people would come and cheer us on, and it was just a blast.
Yeah, I missed that.
It
was almost like cheerleading, though, as in the sense that the seasons never ended.
Right.
As soon as the season, and then it was All-Stars, and it was fall ball, and it just kept going, going, going.
Right.
But it was a lot of fun.
It kept
you in shape. You're always outside.
Right.
It was a good time. And now, look, we're both on the same team again.
Right.
So, Brianna, you obviously know a lot about cheerleading. We've been talking about it all day. You coached a lot. What do you love most about coaching cheerleading?
Coaching, I would have to say the impact that I have on the younger girls. To see their faces light up and just the spirit that they have when they walk out onto the field, that would have to be the best experience about coaching.
Well, I could definitely see why you would enjoy doing that. So what else do you like, Brianna?
I used to swim, especially in high school.
And did you swim too?
Yes. I did very well, actually.
Were you better at swimming than softball?
Yes. I was a lot better at swimming than softball. I liked it more. I was also on a summer league, and I actually got 9th place out of 40 girls, I want to say.
That's awesome.
Yep, for breaststroke was my stroke of choice, yes.
That's awesome.
And I also did the IM, which is 2 laps of each stroke, butterfly, freestyle, backstroke, and breaststroke.
Do you still swim now?
I swim more for fun now. I wish I could go back and swim, like, on a team. Yeah, but it's kind of hard with our busy schedule.
Yeah. on your profile, it says that your favorite guilty pleasure. Now, don't get the wrong idea. Favorite guilty pleasure is just that, just something that maybe you shouldn't like, but you do, you know?
Right.
And yours is eating sweets late at night.
Yes, before bed.
What's your favorite guilty pleasure of eating sweets late at night?
Oh, I would have to say chocolate-covered strawberries with vanilla bean ice cream.
You have that down to a T.
Yes, that is my absolute favorite.
That's cool. That's cool. I like that. It also says that autumn is your favorite season, which is coming up. So right. What are you most looking forward to?
Well, when I know it's autumn, I love the colors of the trees when the leaves start to fall. And it also means that school's starting. So I get a little nervous, but I get really excited when school starts.
So you're a true New Englander with your change of the seasons and
yes.
whatnot. That's good. You also lied on your biography, and I'd like to tell everybody that's listening. You said you don't have any hidden talents, but I'm here to prove them wrong because I know for a fact that you do a great impression of the announcer at the games. Will you do that for us? Will you show everybody that you are wrong here? And will you change this on your biography eventually?
Sure.
Okay,
I will change it next year, I promise. If you're ever at a game and you hear this advertisement, then you'll remember and you'll giggle to yourself.
You'll appreciate Brianna just a little more.
Yes, you will. Okay, ready? Get your hot fries here. Well, over there at McDonald's. I'm loving it.
That was perfect.
Thanks.
Brianna, you're just a little fun ball, aren't you?
Yeah, I practiced that, just to let you know.
Well, that's good. I like it. Another funny aspect of Brianna is her name is Brianna Lee,
yes.
But she has gained the nickname of Brianna Lee Gee-wee-yee, and it happened last April when 6 of us went on a tour around the world, which is a very positive part of being a New England Patriots cheerleader. We get to boost the morale of troops around the world, and both Brianna and I were selected, and we were on the same trip together, and we walk on our first plane, and there are these nameplates on the seats for us. And
so it was so funny because I was the last cheerleader to walk on the plane, and the two other girls that were sitting next to me were Allison and Stacy, and they looked at the nameplate and who is Miss Y.E.? They're like, who is this girl? So I turned around, I was like, oh, that's me. And they're like, that's not your name. I'm like, well, that's my middle name. I'm half Chinese, so I have a Chinese name, and it's actually Lei Wai Yi, but my middle name is Wai Yi, so I guess they must have thought that my last name was Wai Yi and not Lee, so I was very excited about my nameplate, actually. So that is how I got my new nickname.
Wee Yi,
G-B-E. Yeah.
I like it a lot.
I like it, too.
And now for a listener that's in need of some help, as I told you before, to write in and give us anything you need help on. We'll do to our best ability to help you out, answer whatever it is going on. And we got one from Morgan, and she was actually a part of our junior cheerleader camp, she tells us. It was one of the most fun experiences she had. She met tons of girls. She even stays in touch with some. Brown and I were both at the junior camp, so
yes.
We definitely remember you, Morgan. So she writes, I get really discouraged with cheerleading a lot because I'm 15 and I tried to make JV cheerleading for this fall season. From December through May, when tryouts were, I worked hard to get my tumbling at least a little better. I took cheer clinics and danced. I was so busy with that in school that I barely even had time for my friends. When it came time for tryouts, I didn't have my back handspring perfected, but I was so close and I knew the dance and cheer really well. I practiced and practiced. But at tryouts, I figured even if I just try my back handspring, they'll know that I'm working on it. So the captain who was already chosen for the fall season was watching and doing the music for the tryouts. I looked at her and she nodded, so I figured I'd try it out. I whipped out a back handspring and landed on my head. I got up and smiled, showed spirit, and watched the other girl who tried out at the same time do her back handspring. When they dismissed us, I left the room bawling, but the judges didn't see me. Immediately, the senior I am really close with and the captain came over and asked if I was okay, and they hugged me. I didn't know what to expect when I looked at the list the next day. All day, my friends and I were anxious, waiting to see what the judges said, so last period, I was in Spanish when the bell rang, I darted outside. Some varsity girls were around, some were happy, some weren't. I looked for my name, I checked in the alternate section. Nothing. I didn't make it. The coaches told us to make JV, we had to have back handspring. I'm very discouraged, and I don't want to face them again at winter tryout. Help me, please. Well, Morgan, we definitely understand what you're going through. I worked on my back handspring for years. I think I only had it, actually, for a little while, because then I stopped doing it, and I totally lost it again.
Right.
But if I were you, I'd keep working on it. I mean, you're obviously really close. I mean, you had enough gut to even try it, which means you're very confident in yourself, which is perfect.
Right.
Try jumping back farther, higher, keeping your arms straight with your feet together. Maybe you lost a little bit of balance, which made you fall on your head. Who knows?
Right.
You can strengthen your arms by doing some push-ups, going in a back bend and doing push-ups. You know, these are all ways that you can strengthen yourself. But I say the best thing to do is just to get up and do it again. Try out again.
Right. It's all with tumbling, it's all kind of like a mind game. You need to have confidence and say, I can do this, and just whip it out, and I'm sure you'll do it. You just can't be afraid and just go at it and just try it with the confidence I know you have. You'll do great.
Yeah, you definitely will. Hope we helped with you that, Morgan. Morgan won a pink Patriots hat by sending us that question. You can see what it looks like right on our Patriots website. The address is patriotsproshop.com, and you obviously look for the pink hat. If you have any questions that you'd like us to try and help you out with, you can write into today@patriots.com. Remember to write chit chat in the subject line, and if your question is answered next week, you win a 2006 Patriots yearbook, which has pictures of all the New England Patriots and, of course, the New England Patriots cheerleaders. Thanks for helping out today, Brianna.
Thanks for having me. I had a blast.
Thanks. Don't forget that if you'd like to learn more about Brianna or any other Patriots cheerleader, visit www.patriots.com/cheerleaders, and all the biographies and pictures are right there. Thanks for listening to the Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast. Come back next week to hear some audition tips and tons more on your favorite sport, and to see if you won a Patriots yearbook. Until then, I'll see you on the sidelines.